Aloha and welcome to Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. I'm your cosmic guide, Charlotte Sivak, transmuting to you live from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. First, like to thank Patrick Bernard and the beautiful singing voice of Anuradha for that gorgeous track of Radha Govinda for his album Chakra Celebration, which you can find out more about his music at patrickbernard.com. I'm so delighted that you've all decided to join us today on this yummy, blissful, awakening, magical cosmic hour, enjoying the nectar of life as we actualize heaven on earth, experiencing your vastness, expanding the collective consciousness, and having all the amazing synchronicities, all the while daring to be the masterpiece that you were created to be. Now, today's fantastic, jam-packed, multi-layered, multi-dimensional, wild-card lineup of a show for Goddess Alchemy that we had planned, which Mercury Retrograde decided to interject and have his own way. So we are just basically moment to moment. We will definitely be sparking your creativity, igniting and infusing you all with infinite possibilities, with the magical awakening divine child joy. So let's all be daring and risk living in the cosmic ecstasy. So today we're just basically going to start off with a meditation. These last few days as we've been working through with day five of the Mayan calendar, the universal underworld, has been an incredible amount of change all around us, where we've been able to now actually come into a space where we're having glimpses of what we're going to be anchoring as the wave continues forth and the Mayan calendar completes its journey on October 28, 2011. And this week we're also blessed, too, with it changing into night five for the next 18 days, which is going to be, they call it the part of destruction, but destruction is an actual incredible sound where we need to learn how to love all aspects as we learn and grow into our homoluminescent bodies and into all the lessons that we have come here to be on here on the Earth School, to learn to embrace of how even the destroyer archetype is actually a beautiful connection, as when we think about that Archangel Michael himself also holds the aspect of the destroyer. Now, when we look at it from both perceptions, when you put on your Ascended Master thinking cap with that perception, you recognize that the destroyer is an archetype that represents helping you to plow through and break through all old emotional patterns, issues, and strongholds that have been holding you, and also through your DNA cellular patterning through, we can say, seven generations before you and after you, but also through your past, present, and future lives, where we can help to change this significant aspect. A lot of people in the last few weeks have also been brought to their knees dealing with these issues of the financial crises that have been happening. But when we look at it again from the Ascended Master perception, we realize it is not a crisis at all. It is just a breaking away of our old patterns, our old thoughts of how money was structured before, so that now as it breaks away and reveals the gift after the storm, you will see that it ignites our actual birthright of abundance. So it'll be a very incredible few weeks coming up for us as we get in touch with our deeper aspects. And also, too, as we release those deep wounds, deep-seated root chakra wounds, the first, second, and third chakras, as they've been very primal, everybody been working through releasing a lot of old emotional wounds. So as we step into this new phase of our lives where we embrace and honor all some of the deeper wounds and surrender to them, you'll be amazed at how your lower chakras also begin to radiate even deeper, even more luminescent, because you understand now that we're raising our frequencies and elevating to this new aspect. Now, as we have been anchoring in, and many people have been feeling the solar sun activations, we've also been dealing with releasing all the interferences that have been plaguing us through our fourth dimension, and also, too, any interferences that might be connecting people into through with their minds. A lot of people have been also awakening to understanding and wanting to be more in tune also with their breathing, as well as their Merkabas, their light body vehicles, as the Merkaba itself has also been expanding and growing from a six-pointed star into its 20 points. So there's so many amazing, exciting things that are happening as we are all breaking down and, in essence, destroying or destruction of our old emotional wounds, our old cellular patterns, as we are being able to now see how we're going to be rewired and realigned, working through with our axitonial alignments, our DNA structures, our organs and tissues, so that they can now all be filled with more light. So we'll begin by doing an activation for the solar sun, allowing us to bring it more in and anchor a deeper resonance of our divine essence, as we also will work through releasing more contracts related to some of the very deep emotional wounds related with survival and crusades. And one of my favorite words that Barbara Han Clow has now brought forth, where she actually wrote a book about, was actually catastrophobia. And it's such an interesting word, because what we'll do is it'll help to also break apart those hidden subconscious fears and anxieties and stresses that have been plaguing some of humanity or interfering with humanity from actually being able to release and remembering back from that time, 11,500 years ago, when the planet had gone through its last shift, to has made everybody keep remembering it in their cellular debris. So we're going to actually ask for that contract as well, so that it can also be released, so that again we can be filled with more light. So with all this in mind, and Mercury retrograde so lovingly watching over us, we ask, and for those of you who are wondering about Mercury retrograde, the lovely planet trickster communication planet, who is going through a jaunt in his retrograde phase, which happens three times a year for 3 weeks at a time, which makes things, sometimes you're having miscommunications, appointment switching, or things that you have been putting off for months, all of a sudden come back and you're able to say them. But sometimes you're also not as well to think straight. But who wants to think straight these days anyway, when we actually are working in a spiral ascension, where you think it looks like you're only going in a circle, but actually you're going upwards each and every time. So with that in mind, I invite you all to join us, get into a comfortable position, and let us begin. We'll be playing Patrick Bernard's beautiful Om CD in the background to help with the anchoring of these new frequencies. So as you find yourself in a comfortable position, closing your eyes, and begin to feel yourself being within this beautiful space of reception, receiving love and all the magnificence that is out there for us. Take a deep breath, inhaling through the nose and exhaling. And taking one more deep, clearing breath, inhaling through the nose, and bringing your awareness, for all the ladies listening to this, to your second chakra, which is located around your navel, and for the gentlemen, to your root chakra, which is at the base of your spine. Instead of visualizing a tube of light flowing into the center of the earth, this time we're going to ask for you to visualize a tube the length and width of your entire beautiful homoluminescent body. See this tube of light flowing into the center of the earth, any color that you choose. As we ask the divas of the earth plane to connect us to the crystalline core, heart center of Mother Earth, and to the highest potential of the Christ Conscious Unity Grid. Feeling yourself fully releasing and letting go. We call upon the entire inner plane hierarchy of ascended, planetary, and cosmic masters, all archangels and Elohim. We also attune to our specific lineage of masters and to the masters we work most closely with. We now ask that these beings help us to remove all the unwanted astral entities, elementals, or thought forms that have clouded our vision, intuition, judgment, or who may also be trying to interfere directly with our free will by clouding our perception. We now ask the appropriate masters to help clear the unwanted astral entities, elementals, or thought forms that are also clouding the feelings and perceptions of humanity as a whole. As you continue to breathe, we also now ask that any astral entities engaged in direct interference with anyone's free thinking, clarity of vision, or free will be immediately escorted to the astral sphere that best matches their vibratory rate. We ask that a ring pass knot be placed around them to hold them there so that they may learn their appropriate lessons and still be kept at a safe distance from meddling with humanity and our divine gift of free will. As you see these beings being removed from both your personal sphere and the sphere of all humanity, know that they are held in unconditional love. It is not our place to judge them, but it is certainly our right and even our obligation to ask them to be removed from our personal and collective worlds. Embrace this new clarity of feeling, thought, vision. Feel your intuition filling up, both within yourself and the world of incarnated souls. As we continue to sit and meditate, feeling in this invigorating feelings of freedom, clarity, and light, we now call forth all of our teachers and guides that we personally acknowledge, the Ascended Masters, Michael, the Archangels, and the Ashtar Command, to encircle everyone listening to this with a golden dome of protection. And as you continue to breathe, we're going to be taking you deep into the solar core, where we will be activating a deeper resonance with your DNA, helping to further awaken your 12 strands, working with rewiring and releasing, as we now call on the Great White Brotherhood to encircle us all in a karmic wounds chamber of light. Feel as this chamber is set up, stabilizing around your beautiful homoluminescent body. As you begin to feel yourself being infused, see yourself being lifted and carried up in your spiritual body into the Akashic Records Library. As you walk in, you will see rows and rows of books, files, all cataloged to all the contracts and lessons that you have been here to learn. And we will ask for you to raise your palms facing upwards to the sky so that you can receive these contracts to be placed into the palms of your hands to be released and transmuted to the light. Some of these words will not be pretty, and some may also give you a bit of an emotional reaction. Please remember that even what seems to be a negative, when you get to the base energy of it, it is still source. And as we learn to love it, you cannot destroy the energy, but you can transmute it. So with that in mind, we ask for all the contracts that will look like sheets of paper. It'll say contract on it. It'll have your name, somebody else's name. And please do not get lost in the story of the name or where or how. There will also be a stamp on this contract. And there'll be all the contracts from the past, the present, and your future lives, from all of your 12 light bodies, all the chakras, as well as from all the multidimensional planes and levels of existence and reality that you have had a life on. We now call forth all the contracts to be placed into the palms of your hands that are related to the emotional wounds, the archetypes of a crusader, a slave, rejection, depression, sadness, helplessness, hopelessness, poverty consciousness, catastrophobia, grief, anguish, denial, second guessing, doubt, invasion, collapse, destruction, destroyer. See, as all of these contracts fall into the palms of your hands, some of you may begin to feel an extremely heavy sensation. Others may see a filing cabinet full of contracts be thrown into the palms of your hands. They are all right. There is no right or wrong. Just go with your feeling, your resonance, and your intuition. Let it guide you. We also call forth the contracts of the victim, thievery, the prostitute, servant, slave, over-intellectualizing your intuition, silent child, wounded child, terror, fear, hiding, humiliation, betrayal. We also call forth all of our contracts related to any issues that we may have with money, finances, survival, hoarding, miser, fear of starvation, not being able to maintain what you have. See them all falling into the palms of your hands, helping you to dissolve away all the pain, the fear, and the grief, the sleepless nights. As we ask for all of these contracts to be placed into the palms of your hands, take a few moments and think of anything else that you may like to add in. As we also ask for any contracts that we can't name at this time or can remember the names or can't give a name to also all be placed into the palms of our hands. As you feel this weighed down sensation, instead of using a stamp to cancel, nullify, delete, and void all of these contracts, we will instead ask that you visualize a branding iron, one that you see at the top of the pile as it burns and transmutes its way all the way down to the bottom. See it burning all the way through. getting to the last few pages, and finally reaching the bottom. As we now ask for Archangel Michael to step forth with his sword of truth and to cut all these contracts in half. See them all falling away as we ask for the Ashtar command to encircle us. And begin to now visualize ripping up any remaining pieces of these contracts, throwing them into a huge, massive bonfire of violet flame in front of you. And watch as you transmute and see them all burning away, all to become ashes. Feel a sense of relief, freedom, greater clarity. As you now begin to envision the violet flame flowing through you, around you, surrounding and engulfing your beautiful homoluminescent body. And as you say your name three times aloud to the universe in acknowledgement for understanding what you are about to step into, we say the sacred words and the sacred mantra, Kedosh, 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 Adonai, Tez Beos. And taking one more deep, clearing breath, inhaling through the nose, and exhaling. You'll see that this chamber has completely dissolved around you. As we now ask, as you breathe and continue to breathe, filling up your beautiful body, beginning to feel more elevated and expanded, we ask for the divine couples of the 13 rays, all of your guides and teachers, animal totems, the cosmic, planetary, and spiritual hierarchies, along with the celestial realms, to all encircle you in a divine love configuration chamber of light. You'll begin to feel yourself relaxing further, feeling that energy of pure essence, of pure love. We also invite your soul extensions to meet with us, as we ask to also anchor your monad and your I Am avatar blueprint presence. And we now ask to also take your spiritual body to travel to the ascension seat in the solar core of Helios and Vista. And you'll feel yourself begin to bilocate as your spiritual etheric body flows to sit on this ascension seat and begin to fill your light quota, filling up all of your organs, tissues, your digestive system. You may even begin to feel your spinal column elongating. And you'll feel as the energies feed through you, raising your atomic structure to the highest degree that is proper for your resonance at this time, and send the energy down to your physical body. And as your physical body is surrounded by this beautiful love configuration chamber of light, we ask for you to envision the sun Son representing the Father God. Feel its luminescent, beautiful rays as it flows down towards you, soaking through your skin, filling up all of your cells, all of your organs, the tissues, down past the blood, and down past the plasma, down to the subatomic particle levels, where there is nothing but space. Beginning to infuse you with the energies of divine love. Feel yourself beginning to be healed and sealed in all wounds in all directions of time, space, and parallel universes. As you begin to feel the energies expanding and elevating you, reminding you that you are love, that you were born from love. And feel as this energy, this illuminating, pure ecstasy energy flows through you and coming out through your back, as we ask for this to maintain until the end of this transmission. Breathing lightly, feeling these beautiful gulps of air, we ask for you now to envision the earth beneath you, representing the Mother Goddess. Feel her cool, nurturing energy as it flows upwards through your back, reminding you that you will always be looked after. You will always be guided. As you feel yourself encumbered in a womb-like protection, you completely feel yourself letting go, allowing yourself to realign, rebalance, and feel as this incredible, beautiful, harmonic energy of peace and serenity begin to flow out of you through your front, as we ask for this to maintain till the end of this transmission. As you feel yourself fully surrendering, being cradled by these beautiful energies, no longer resisting or being reluctant to allow yourself to receive the energies of divine love. Take a deep breath, inhaling through the nose of all the love that you have not allowed yourself to receive in this past day. Breathe it in, inhale. Allow these beautiful energies to flow through you, filling up your lungs, all of your organs, as it begins to flow through you. And take another deep clearing breath, inhaling through the nose all the love that you have not allowed yourself to receive in this last week. Feel all those wounds and fears, the panic, any paranoia completely dissolving, being transmuted to the light, releasing from your cell structures any heavy energies as you feel your cells spinning faster. molecules themselves accelerating as they spin out any of the debris, the mucus, to be transmuted to the light. And taking another blissful, deep, clearing breath, inhaling through the nose and exhaling. All the love that you have not allowed yourself to receive in this past month. Feel yourself elevating, expanding your awareness, your vastness, igniting your consciousness, as we ask now for you to embrace your ascended master perception and consciousness. We're going to activate your pituitary and your pineal gland. And at this time, what we'll do is we'll ask you to breathe, but this time breathing as if you were sucking water through a straw. Breathe in for a count of five. And as you breathe in, feel the energies pouring in through your crown chakra. You'll feel a tingling sensation through, coming through at the top of your skull and flooding you with these beautiful divine light energies, bathing, activating your pituitary and your pineal gland. So taking this breath, sucking it in through as if you were drinking through a straw for a count of five, pull in the breath and feel as the energy begins to pour through your crown chakra, completely bathing, clearing any of the debris in your pituitary and pineal gland, awakening your brain illumination, your perception, and just exhale normally through the nose. And we'll do it one more time. As you inhale, as if you were drinking through a straw, for a count of five, feel the energy rushing in to your pituitary and pineal gland, activating the beautiful prism, the diamond prism that is within your pituitary and pineal gland. Feel as it is broadcasted out to your entire system as you exhale normally and feel your brain illumination igniting. If you look around your space, you will see the colors look brighter, objects a bit sharper, things look more illuminated as we raise your frequency. Now just take a beautiful, blissful, regular breath, inhaling through the nose all the love that you have not allowed yourself to receive in this past year. You may begin to feel yourself a little dizzy from allowing this enormous, amazing, incredible, ecstatic energy to flow through you. As we now affirm that you only receive divine love and light, all else is illusion and therefore will be repelled. If you cannot receive divine love and light from all whom you meet, then we ask that the higher selves and the beings around the people that you meet reflect that love to you instead. As we now activate the stargate within your heart, so once again, as if you were drinking water from a straw, suck the breath in for a count of five and focus on the back of your heart. As you suck the breath in, you'll feel the energy pulsating, flooding through the back of your heart, filling and expanding your soul and your soul matrix. releasing any unforgiveness, any transgressions that you may have done against yourself, criticisms, any fears of not being lovable or good enough. See them all burning and transmuting away to the light. As you normally exhale and just begin to feel that deeper resonance of peace within you. As we'll do it one more time again, sucking in the breath to activate your heart portal. Feel as the breath even centers you further, grounding you, releasing what is no longer serving you, and allowing the energies of divine love to flood through your beautiful crystalline heart center. And as you exhale, feel it reverberating and flowing out through your heart, into your aura, and out into your personal sphere. As you feel an even deeper resonance, a deeper joy at feeling yourself now becoming one and in the divine flow of things, take another beautiful, deep, clearing, inhaling breath of all the love that you have not allowed yourself to receive in this entire lifetime. Feel the magical beauty, the awakening of both your divine feminine and masculine energies in an alchemical balancing, placing you back into the divine flow. And as you feel this amazing, incredible energy, we will now activate the Stargate in your perineum. Perineum located at the base of your spine. And as we clear this, this will also help you to anchor your personal Merkaba even deeper in through your soul. So once more, taking a deep breath, as if you were drinking through a straw. Suck in the breath for a count of five. And feel the energy as it pulsates and flows upwards through the base of your spine and filling your perineum. Don't worry. If you begin to feel a little aroused, it means you're doing it right. Feel these amazing energies begin to flow over your perineum, the home of your master cells, your divine eight and divine four cell structures. As you release the energy, exhaling normally. And taking a deep breath again one more time to activate your perineum. Suck in the breath as if you were drinking through a straw. And feel as the energy floods forth, transmuting and clearing what is no longer serving you or in your highest intent. See the molecule structures releasing, dumping out to be transmuted to the light. You will begin to feel yourself being more lighter and being able to anchor in and feeling yourself more present and taking up your full space within your beautiful homoluminescent body. As we now take a deep breath again and inhale all the divine love that all of your guides and teachers, the divine couples of the 13 rays, all of the cosmic, spiritual, planetary hierarchies and celestial realms are directing towards you, of all the love that you have not allowed yourself to receive in this entire creation. You may feel yourself fully surrendering, feeling the divine ecstasy codes as they flow through you, activating you and awakening you as you feel the full protection of an open heart. As you feel this peace and serenity as it flows through you. We will now ask for you to envision yourself in your third eye as a little miniature mini you. See this little miniature mini you traveling down a spiral staircase where you'll come to these two big double doors, and it will say Divine 8-Cell Chamber. And as you come up onto this door, there will be a Palladian emissary of light, a Syrian, and an Archerian, intergalactic being of light, all help and assist you with walking through this chamber, helping you to clear what is no longer serving you. As you feel this deep resonation and clarity, you open the door, and as you step through, you will see your 8 cells as you walk through, almost like an aquarium sort of a room. As you look to the left and to the right, you will see your cell structures. And as you look closely within, you are in the subatomic particle level of your cell. You may see a few contracts that look like sheets of paper. You may see some murky or a few putrid colors. Those are belonging emotions to other people that you have either taken on or have any sacrifices that you may have made that have stayed imbued within your body. You may also see faces of past relatives, friends, or lovers. Some of you may also see some holographic images, anything from swords, hammers, even anchors, all blocked or locked within these cells. As you walk through, your guardians will help you with clearing these images, helping you to release them and elevate your DNA structure. You may encircle the contracts with violet flame and see them burning and transmuting to the light. You may vision some of the faces of your past, present or your future, encased in a beautiful pink bubble, and see them floating up as if in a balloon to also be transmuted to the light. Any images or scary images, any interference or entities that you may also see, you may place a ring pass knot around them and see them lovingly be escorted to the proper sphere that is accordance to their vibratory rate. See them also being transmuted to the light, but held in the space of unconditional love. Take a few more moments. As you walk through, clearing or washing away burning and transmuting to the light. Any of the contracts or etheric images that you see. And taking a last few look around and feeling yourself being ready, we ask the Palladian, Sirian, and the Arcturians to help by placing a golden thread of light surrounding all of the cell structures to help them with their transmutation and elevation of their DNA activation. And feeling yourself being fully ready and aligned, bowing your head in gratitude to your incredible guides, walk through those two double doors as you are accompanied by your guides. And see yourself walking back up again through that beautiful spiral staircase until you reach your inner sanctuary and see yourself back within your third eye. And when you have that picture of yourself, again, your miniature you in your third eye, take a deep breath. And as you inhale, feel yourself expanding back in to taking up your full space and your full resonance within your beautiful homoluminescent body. And as you feel these incredible divine energies flowing through you, and all these incredible energies of divine love that we have built up, send it into the earth through that column of light that you have flowing down into the center of the earth. See it flowing into the four corners, the four elements, all the trees, all the animals, to all of the sentient beings, to all of your guides and teachers, everyone that you personally acknowledge, all the spiritual, cosmic, planetary, and inner realms, the hierarchies, and the celestial realms. And see as this energy flows straight to the Godhead, letting them know that a human loves them. And as you feel this energy being sent back to you, flowing back down from the Godhead, from beyond Orion, the energies of heaven, you will feel that pulsation and that tingling sensation on your spinal column as it flows back through you, being returned to you, and keeping you completely in the divine ecstasy of the divine flow. And as you feel the energies once again flowing outwards back into the earth and continuing to flow, you see the sacred image of the sacred geometry Taurus flowing through you, which also becomes the figure 8 of infinity, the number of the soul and the number of heaven. And at this time, we ask for an imprint with the Christ, Buddha, and Melchizedek archetypes on a permanent basis. We also ask to clear and cleanse all of the 12 major archetypes and all the minor ones. We ask also to anchor in, working in the golden core of Helios and Vista for for any solar bridging and integration work, helping to weave all the ascension fabrics into the physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, and solar light bodies. We also ask for a downpouring of appropriate fire letters, key codes, and sacred geometries that is proper for your resonance at this time. The anchoring of light packets of information from the treasuries of light, the tablets of creation, the Torah, the cosmic Ten Commandments, the Elohim scriptures, the cosmic book of knowledge, the golden book of Melchizedek, and the Metatron scriptures to all be anchored into your crown chakras. We also ask for the 72 names of Metatron to activate and anchor all the Delta Deca light encodements of the 10 superscripts of the Divine Mind. Feel all of this being anchored in as it also flows through you back out into the earth, beautiful Mother Earth, as we now completely anchor heaven on earth. We also now call forth our mighty I Am presence. And we ask to spin our inner Merkabas to the right and our outer Merkabas to the left, helping to stabilize, solidify, and anchor all the energies that we have called forth and anchored today. We also ask and make a request to transfer these heavenly energies as well to the Earth Mother and to all the light workers who are consciously seeking ascension at this time. We also make one more request for Archangel Sandelson to help with our cosmic grounding. As you take another deep, clearing breath, inhaling through the nose and exhaling, bringing your focus and your attention back to your second chakra for the ladies and your first for the gentlemen, and releasing those cords into the center of the earth, see them burning and transmuting to the light. Send a new column of light down. But this time, let's send a beautiful platinum shade. And see it again, connecting you and grounding you to the crystalline core of Mother Earth, helping you to become fully anchored and resonating as heaven on earth, activating all whom you meet with just your mere presence. We now thank all of our guides and teachers, our animal totems, all of the cosmic spiritual hierarchies and celestial realms for being present with us. As we disconnect from you all, watch you now go in peace and maintain our higher light. Kadosh, 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 Adonai, Tez Beos. In light I am, in love I serve, in truth I am revealed. We thank you all for joining us today for that ascension activation. Bear in mind, just, you know, you all know what to do. Drink the water, take care of yourselves, and listen to your bodies. We have some amazing upcoming events coming for this weekend. For those of you in the Windsor, Detroit area, I will be there at the Kubota Club. And our special guest on August 30th, our show in 2 weeks, is going to be best-selling author of Temple of Light, Daniela Hoffman. We are so excited to be welcoming her back to Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. And also, too, for those of you who are interested to get beyond the vortex, we have this upcoming event from October 2nd to October 8th, our Sedona Sacred Site Tours, which will be Blissful Union. So we'll finish off the show today wishing you all a magical day and night, can't forget the nights, full of cosmic ecstasy, by letting you listen to the most amazing song. It is one of my absolute favorites, by Patrick Bernard. It is called the DNA Transformation Activation CD. So we wish you all a wonderful, incredible, magical day full of cosmic ecstasy with infinite blessings as you listen to this beautiful piece. Aloha.
To the Donna.